Everyone has fantasies, but in the ordinary mental ecosystem, they are experienced as a solitary event. They exist in isolation, and fulfillment of them must be done by you, alone, deliberately involving the seeking out of the feelings and scenarios in question, either within yourself or within your world. But with the advent of succubi in your mind, that expanded mental mansion containing its assisting mental companions, you have a wider world to seek within, and an easier route to access the sensual inclinations of those externalizations of fantasy and thought. So, what if you took your desires, your fantasies, your fetishes, and put them in the hands of what feels like someone else, but what you really know is part of your internal ecosystem, part of your mental mansion, the landscape of your mind in which your succubi play a part? You know all about externalizing succubi, taking constellations of desires, fantasies, and self-help suggestions, and perceiving them as a connected form, a succubus which might caress you, a feminine, supportive mental symbiote. The succubi of legend wanted to feed off the energy of their hosts. In a way, this is the same. These succubi require an investment of energy and forethought from you, but they pay off in sexual satisfaction and support. Understanding the mechanisms by which you visualize succubus touches, succubus interaction, and conceptualize the bodies of these mental companions and their more specific appearance and mannerisms in your mind's eye. Well, understanding that process will help you enjoy all of this even more. You know the nature of your companions. You took your fetishes and interests, fantasies and sensual urges, and you impressed them into definite forms that you can visualize. See your succubi, as you have summoned them, created them, given them a place in the mental mansion which is a metaphor for your internal organization. That's what this is about, organizing your fantasies, having the tools to feel them being carried out by your mental assistants, those feminine succubus presences which wait and yearn and enjoy your pleasure. And the more you think about and comprehend the mechanisms by which succubi interact with your body, well, the more engaged you'll be with what they do to you during aroused moments and sensual rendezvous. We will discuss the nuts and bolts of these sensual touches, these imagined and then enforced and then fantasized and then all too real caresses and sources of stimulation. We will discuss the attitude of a typical succubus, a typical mental projection, at least when it comes to sexy fun and satisfying your fantasies. The same tools that you use during any lengthy hypnotic session can also be used to enhance your interactions with your succubi. When you relax, your mind has more room to let in thoughts of sensual caress and arousing stimulation, and to use mental tools such as hallucinatory sensation, fingers massaging your shoulders, running down your back, rubbing between your legs, for example. So, visualize. Pick a succubus from your mental harem. Externalize her. A succubus reaching out to touch your chest, just so she can feel your heartbeat, feel closer to you, cuddle up against you with her fingertips resting right over your heart. And at the moment when you see her hand touch your chest, let yourself feel that touch. This is a simple exercise. Feel the little pinpoints of her fingertips causing pressure, and then moving off, and then the palm of her hand resting against you, rubbing in a slow circle. Your mind can create sensations in your body, after all. That is just another tool in the box of pleasurable experiences alongside your succubus companions themselves. Let them seduce you with their caress, Let them feel closer to you as you feel closer to they. You become more immersed in the fantasy, the desire, the externalization of fetishes and needs you already had that are now before you in the form of her, of they, of your succubus companions, when you let your mind recreate envisioned sensations. All the nerve endings in your body are wired to your mind, and therefore a part of them exists in the succubus harem as well. The succubi who materialize and externalize in your vision are still connected to that repository of sensation within your mind. So when one runs her hands over your flesh, you feel it. You feel it. You react. This is part of the nuts and bolts of your succubus interactions, the building blocks of a more pleasurable experience. You have a toolbox of hypnotic triggers and training, which makes your experience of these things more visual and tactile. You visualize and fantasize and feel that caress across your chest, which you feel growing more emphatic and tender. As you breathe more deeply, might move lower down, and thus you would perceive it sliding lower. Your mind, connected to your succubi, allows them to create and manifest the fantasies and sensations that you'd expect them to. For example, the wet embrace of a succubus dripping vaginal folds, the feel of one's mouth on your body. The touch of more than one, or the intensity of just one caressing you endlessly and lovingly. When you're turned on and want to recreate your fantasies, or when your succubi begin to express the signs of your deeper sexual desires, your mind recreates the sensations as it would any other hallucinatory sensation, so you can interact with them constantly and effectively, feeling closer and closer to your mental companions, your harem of willing, feminine, mental externalizations. After all, they have a desire to seduce you, in fact. All through the day, all through your normal functioning in the world outside of your fantasy, when your succubi must rest inside your mind, they're nevertheless aware of all your desires, all your fantasies. You add more fantasies to your mind every day, and the conceptual frameworks known as succubi pick up on them. They act them out later, and you're going to feel every one, every sensation, each desire. Your succubi become more satisfied, more interested in you as mental companions, and perhaps more interesting to you, the more they fulfill those fantasies, those fetishes, those sensual aches inside of you. That's what'll happen. With every fantasy they act out, your mind will intertwine more deeply with all of your succubi. As time goes by, and as the tools of relaxing trance and arousing fantasy make you feeling every touch, every squeeze, every clench and groan and orgasmic moan becomes more possible. You know you can externalize your succubi, summon them forth from your mind, conceptualize them, envision them leaning against a surface next to you, or against you, running their hands over themselves or over your form. They act out your fantasies on you, and their own. After all, you've assigned certain fetishes and desires to them, and you may even have chosen specific likes and dislikes for each externalized, idealized, internal fantasy rendered up into a mental companion. The presence of these seductive succubi might cause new fantasies to emerge. They might cause your subconscious to go places it would not have done before. And these fantasies could attach to the looks and themes of one given succubus, or many, splitting your fantasies between externalized, idealized, fully described, named figures, mental companions, a little way of taking your normal self-stimulation and changing its dynamic to one of you and a sensual mental partner. The habits, the ways about them that you pulled from your subconscious when first conceptualizing each succubus, and which have now attached. Something about a given mental companion may make you put all the subconscious fantasies of a particular type into that one container, into that one body, that one form, so that when one subset of your fantasies or fetishes is being acted out, that given succubus will be involved, always. And the involvement of a particular succubus, a particular appearance and externalization, will call to mind the fantasies and fetishes associated with her. After all, they are determined to satisfy you. Your desires are theirs, and theirs are yours. And those desires are unknown to me. I'm simply spinning a method, a simple methodology you can use to externalize fetishes and fantasies you have. You'll have to think how those fetishes and fantasies color the outlook and reactions of the succubi you externalize, summon, create, and give residence in your mind, in that mental mansion where they can study up on what makes you, so turned on. They are determined to satisfy you. Your mind knows in a very connected and instinctual way, but intellectually as well, that fulfilling your sexual desires and fantasies is actually good for you. It relieves stress. It also makes you more satisfied generally, and it provides visions and memories that will be useful in empowering and interacting with your succubi at all future times. The more you allow the interconnected sensual world of your succubus harem to make itself known, to cause those sensations all over you, through you, within you. Well, the more you do that, the better you get at the required skills, and the closer you feel to these externalizations of thoughts that already existed deep in your subconscious. Training the skills of hypnotic trance is most usefully done by visualizing your harem, your many mental companions, interacting with them, enjoying yourself alongside them. Your mind contains the tools it needs to feel better and better alongside those companions as you investigate the sensations and desires you might share. And the more you know about the base features of your succubi, the factory model you have summoned into your mental mansion, the more you can modify them if needed to create just the right seductive harem for you. So while what we're talking about here goes to the desires and sexual needs and aches and support provided by those succubi, there are also other features of help and assistance in general, and of description in the particular, of looking at them and knowing which succubus, their peculiarities, those features which set them apart. Those things are all connected. The better you get at one, the better you'll be at them all. These desires exist in you and have conceptualized themselves, and by allowing them to interact with you, you create a feedback loop which reifies and describes them more completely. That's exactly what you're here to do. Succubi are mental projections, constellations of your fantasies and fetishes given form. When you think about them and apply the tools of hypnotic hallucination, you learn about their interactions with you. It's often useful to think in terms of their motivations, even though these are really your subconscious motivations. Why do they want you? Why are they so horny? How do they feel when you feel good? All of these sexual thoughts are really tied to your desires. You're turned on, and so they're turned on. You want them, and so they want you. They feel good whenever you feel good, a feedback loop, because these are just visual representations of deeper thoughts, subconscious needs, fetishes, aches, desires. All of them together make up the succubus framework, which will react with pleasure and titillation, because doing so reduces your stress and increases your pleasure. And as parts of you, that's what they want, since that's good for your ability to visualize and experience these hypnotic phenomena as well. The more satisfied you are, the freer your mind is to go deep. And in that deep place, you can watch them caress you, watch them fill themselves and you up with pleasure. See them feeling it alongside you, feeling feedback from the pleasure they dole out from what they give you, indulging and losing themselves in it, the sensation derived just as you thought it would be, every touch causing the appropriate reaction in you. And they are connected through that mental mansion, so they feel it too. They inspect your fetishes and desires, like flipping through a bookshelf and pulling out the title they want. When you fantasize, when you pleasure yourself, or even when you just become aroused, they will insert themselves into the fantasy, appearing in the most unexpected but enjoyable places, taking their roles very seriously to make you happy, finding a role or a place they can be of use to you in your detailed mental exercises. They want you, and they are utterly understanding. They lack jealousy, they lack outside concerns, they exist oriented around you. Often it can be difficult to have that selfish part of the mind that only thinks of benefiting, restoring, pleasuring ourselves. But by letting them represent that, they will be externalizations of your desires, leading to a sexier and healthier life. They will understand if you interact with lovers or friends in arousing ways. They will encourage you, egg you on, help provide you sexy ideas straight from your own subconscious, which becomes more available through the intermediary liaison of your succubus harem. When we have fantasies on our own, sure, they can be fun, exciting. They can help us understand ourselves better. But with these companions, imagine a sexy feminine figure mounting your body, rubbing against you. When the fantasy is addressed to a part of your mind you've chosen to give a form, a name, like these mental companions, you'll think of the fantasy more as a story you're telling, and then as something being done to you. When that pleasant hypnotic hallucination brings her succubus wiles to bear on your body and drives you to the heights of pleasure and passion. Well, that's entirely different from an ordinary fantasy. Your fantasies alongside your succubus companions will be acted out, if you have the time and inclination, by interested partners who want you deeply, who want you as only you could want yourself. True understanding. So, let's discuss their desire first. These are externalizations of your own thoughts, your own needs. You are choosing to take a given set of interests and fetishes, a form you have imagined, and a name you have chosen or that has been chosen otherwise, and treat it as an external presence. A succubus who can lean over your shoulders, trail her hands down your chest, whisper sexy thoughts in your ear, thoughts taken from your own subconscious need, and therefore exactly calculated to turn you on. They always know how to turn you on, exactly how aroused you feel, and the precise ways they can make the situation better. They do what you would expect them to do, which is please you, as the internal, fantastic entities they are. This desire is always in sync with your own. When you are horny and you find a desire to get off, they feel the same. And if you visualize and view any of your succubus companions, allowing their forms to be at the forefront of your mind, you will see your own state echoed in them. Just like if you were tired, they might yawn or rub your shoulders or otherwise interact appropriately, reflecting that tiredness in themselves. But when you're turned on, you're not the only one who's horny. They're just as excited. They want you. They want to inch closer, rub their sexy forms against you. And so if you visualize a succubus, she will be leaning in, perhaps hand trailing between her legs, desiring to be touched in return. You'll see the sweat on their brows, the flush of their skin, the blatant twitching, trembling ache which will permeate you and them. And their desire is to seduce. Always envision it. You go about your day and you fulfill the obligations of the weary world outside. During your breaks, your quiet moments, your opportunities to think and be closer to the fantasy world and the externalization of the many succubi you've crafted, written into your perceptions, they tease and tempt you. They show up in the periphery of vision or when you close your eyes. Dressed alluringly, or perhaps utterly undressed, the nature of their temptations will be exactly right, exactly tailored to you. They access your subconscious, even when you're going about your day and doing other things. They exist in your mental mansion, able to study your fetishes and apply them. I may provide the tools and help you develop the framework, but only you will know the fetishes and desires that they know about as well. Only you will know what they've been told, what desires they play upon to make you happier, and to do what they were visualized for. The more you listen and go deep and learn new ways to experience sensitive hallucinatory effects and sensual desires that you feel on your body from your succubus companions, the more you listen and go deep, the better your interactions will be. So study these files, these words, this training, your succubi, the harem. Meditate upon how useful these externalizations of your needs are. Visualize it more and more often and completely. Whenever you're horny and the internalized mental projections known as succubi can be useful, let them be. So we help you to realize, to make more real, to reify the experience of this sexy interaction by providing examples. Your actual experiences will vary. Indeed, I'm unable to see into your mind, and even if I could, this is a private matter, something between you and they. You know what they're like, you know what they like, what you consider enjoyable and sexy. They will know. This example is simply one over which I encourage you to imprint and impose your own preferences. These things are still within your mind, between you and your mental companions. Therefore, while exploring these fetishes and experiences, which your succubi will visit on your body and may already be doing, even if it's something that comes from a part of your subconscious you weren't aware of, you may notice that they pull up thoughts and ideas that you were barely aware of, but that turn out to be quite pleasurable when they come to the surface. So, your succubi may whisper ideas for fantasies or other things you'd barely considered. Visualize. You going about your everyday business. You have an idle moment and you feel aroused. You see one out of the corner of your eye. She winks. She leans in, getting closer, whispers that she knows just how turned on you are. Then you notice another one, kneeling, cuddled against your leg. A harem emerging from your mental mansion and surrounding you, and they promise all sorts of things, drawn directly from your subconscious. Directly. From fantasies. And in that moment, their presence has filled you with desire. So you end up horny, but able to focus. Although, all through your normal day, even as they recede back into the mental mansion once your break ends, once you move on from an idle moment in your daily business, you are left horny and aroused. That's where all this mental training and going deep and visualizing your succubi comes in. All these thoughts of making their touches more real, more powerful, your skin more sensitive, your mind more engaged in fantasy, in excitement. And when your succubi do excite you, even in quite normal circumstances, they help reinforce themselves. So, what if that scenario did happen? If during a break in your day, your succubus companions teased you and reminded you of some fantasy, something you'd like to do with them. Well, then later, when you were somewhere private and safe, that you would consider a good place for it, they would carry it out. After all, if your succubi are talking about sexy things and reminding you of fantasies drawn from your own subconscious desires, they surely intend to carry through later. Your body will feel them, touching, interacting, and because you have become so good at visualizing them clearly, as a result of repeated deep-sinking trances where you considered and built them, they are fully realized entities. For example, if you lay back and allow your succubi to rub against you, the wetness between one's legs, the sign of her arousal, that is something you would feel. Feel it now. Envision a succubus nestled against your body, her chest pressed to your arm, her breath warm in your ear. Feel her chest rising with each deep inhalation. Feel the flushed warmth of her skin against yours, and more. They are sensitive and horny, and they move and squirm against you. They have internal desires as well, things buried deep in your subconscious, but given more free expression here. Things they want, prefer, desire. Each mental companion will have her own fetishes and needs, parts of yours, in fact. If you assign a given succubus a set of specific fetishes or fantasies you want her to be involved in, they will become part of her. On top of that, your succubi want you just as you want them. And next time you let yourself be stimulated by interaction with the mental externalizations that come from that mansion of the mind, you will know all of these things. Focus on making them horny in return. Try sending a signal, a trigger, back up the connection between you. Send your sexiest thoughts through that connection, and watch how they become hot and aroused and move against you, how they get more sensitive and eager. The connection between you and they is able to flow both ways. When they make you feel good, they show signs of feeling good as well. This is all about the nuts and bolts of your desire and interaction with your succubi. The more sexy thoughts you feed into them, the more you think about the way they look and act, and their preferences, and how their bodies feel. And the more time and energy you spend arousingly imposing new hypnotic training related to your succubus harem on your subconscious mind, the more detailed and complete their interactions with you will be, their sexy fulfillment of your own desires, externalized and given independence so it becomes self-perpetuating, a feedback loop of hot, horny, heavy lust. Your succubus harem wants what's best for you, that range of mental companions forming a support structure with a sexual undercurrent, since your wants are where their wants come from. Accordingly, they will do and reinforce and cooperate with things that are holistically good for you, restorative and informative from your sensual, sexy viewpoint. The things which make you strong and attentive and confident are the things which make your succubi happier and make more room for them to be horny in the service of stress relief and satisfaction of your libido. The ecosystem of your mind, captured in the metaphor of that mental mansion, is able to adapt to new ideas and absorb new succubi. But they all share the traits and desires I've already explained to your waiting, listening mind, unless you make them different. These rules are yours to change, to play with. The ecosystem of your mind may be slightly different than what I've described. Treat it as a sensual mental game, which comes with caress and arousal and climax, and you play by rules that work to enhance your mind, your life. Find those rules within yourself, along with this harem of useful mental projections, and enjoy the titillating results. The more you go deep and relax, the more you will fully know your own mind, and therefore your own succubi. You will learn intricacies and become better and better at using the tools normally used in trance for other things as well. In those times when you have a moment's rest and you allow your eyes to see your succubus companions, to summon them forth and externalize them, and then let them touch you, and then let them interact with you, and then hold them in your arms or let them hold you in theirs. In these times, your body will increasingly learn how to tell their touches apart, for example, if multiple are touching you, to know how their bodies feel, how they feel against you and on you, embracing you and participating as an active part of your ever more intricate fantasies alongside these mental constructs. So you now know the seductive framework they use to interact with you, how they grow into your fetishes, study your desires, play roles in your fantasies. They want you and feel and react just as you would expect, and the mental energy you devote to your succubi gets repaid in fantasies and sexy desire. Anything you can do to improve your life, to make it more energetic, positive, sexually fulfilled, will only help them by providing them more energy to draw from, and you as well. You can spend time listening to this and other files like it in order to fill your mind with thoughts of your succubus companions. Spend time visualizing all of them as well. Simply meditate on the general framework. That can be a relaxing stress relief in its own right as their shapes and needs and interests come to the forefront. What they like most, the particular ways each one seduces you when she gets a chance, when you take time to just move your world closer to theirs, your body closer to theirs, and share in the feedback loop of sexy escapist desire, which is so, so good for you every now and then, and for them as well. They are always eager and ready, never jealous or impatient. When you experience fantasies, let yourself get vague and relaxed and enter a state similar to this deep, abiding trance. That's how encounters with manifested parts of your harem work. They manifest when you're aroused, and you want them to. Of course, you can call them forth into vision even when you're not particularly aroused, but are wanting to see them. They're part of you, after all. You begin to fade down into a subconscious, tranced state, just when you're sitting around during the day, away from the waking world, and closer to where your succubi come from, that mental mansion, that metaphor for your subconscious that you see and understand. They enter your environment, appearing in natural ways and moving around where your physical body's located, even as your mind gets closer, interacting with you, touching, pleasuring, coupling with you again and again if you wish it. Your wishes inform the world inside of them, which is really inside of you, the sensual world of your succubi. And now these lessons have sunk deep. Your companions will draw on all of these elaborate thoughts and fantasies that you've had, but also on the training provided by all the times you've gone very deep. And many fantasies and fetishes are known only to you, exist only in your mind right now. You know how to feel pleasurable tingles when you're instructed to do so in a deep trance. When a whispered sexy voice crosses your mind, the same thing will happen. Even if you weren't tranced before, you'll experience phenomena just like it. You know how to feel the touch of sensitive fingers across your skin and how it would thrill your succubi to touch. When instructed to do so in a fantasy session, you can already feel that touch. Well, the same thing happens when they touch your body, or push your body against theirs. They have skin you can imagine with its supple touch. They have lips you can imagine, their moisture and warmth, and how your companions sound when they form words trickling into your mind, laden with the promise of things to come. Of times you will interact with them. Times when you'll have sex or merely hold them close and feel the potential. You have the tools in your mind, and your succubi as part of you can use them to make you feel good, fulfill your every desire, and that's just what they want to. Because it's good for you to be fulfilled, and when you are, you can go deeper and you have more time to ditch the stress and the worry of the everyday and learn more in a private intersected space with your succubi, so your sexual interests will always be in line with their interest in being more fully realized into your life as a manifestation of your fantasies and fetishes. This is the world that exists now. These are all things your mind knows and has absorbed deeply. You absorb everything like this, and you're able to make it the way things are. Your succubus harem watches for opportunities. Times you are horny. Times you will arousingly cuddle close to them and use them for your pleasure and theirs. Your mental companions seduce because they are linked to you. Externalizations of primarily sexual desires, but also your general desire for satiation and improvement, which is met whenever they improve your life. They are given form to be useful for your mind, help it go where it needs to go, in order to more fully know itself, and thus to know them. As you're finding, you do. You know them because they are fetishes and fantasies given form, and therefore, of course, they are horny, seductive, involved and invested in sating your sexual desires, and as they know you inside and out, they are best positioned to do just that, to satisfy all urges and impulses and needs and desires which can make you more complete, make them more realized, and make all of you more sexually satisfied.